The tables, we tailgating, breaking them tables. Breaking them. You know the mafia dangerous. You see us, we breaking the tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them, breaking them. You find us, we breaking the tables. We tailgating, breaking them tables. Breaking them. You know the mafia dangerous. You see us, we breaking the tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them, breaking them. You know the mafia dangerous. Put a hit out on your favorite team.
Ready? One, two, three, go!
Got weapons, shooting the bomb. Mafia mind, please don't step on my shoes. Game day ones, the white, the red, the blues. Hey, man. Breaking tables is traditional. Wishing the fish. Look at my drip. Never cheating like Belichick is. Sean McDermott never telling the biz. Deion Dawkins, Mr. Bobby got Mitch. Gabe Davis told tapping to this. Who making anthems that slapping like nobody. This? Nobody getting the traction like nobody. This. You find us, we breaking the tables. We tailgating, breaking them tables. Breaking them. You know the mafia dangerous. You see us, we breaking the tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them. The podcast breaking tables. You see us, we breaking them tables. Neil and Brian is breaking the tables. The mafia, baby, you know that we dangerous. Everybody know. Don Brown.
Get the tables.
They either believe it or they cannot believe it. I don't give two f***, but I am telling you right now, that mother back there is not real.
Yep. This is Breaking Tables. Epic B over here.
Tampa Neal over here.
Oh, what's up, buddy? Haven't seen you in a week. I've been getting my, I need some Tampa Neal in my life.
Yeah, there's a lot's happened since we last had a show. My gracious.
I know, my gracious. And people still say that, but only you could pull it off. Guys, welcome to the show. Thursday night. It is a wild, wild week since we saw you guys last Thursday. Wild, Tampa Neal. Wild, wild, wild.
Yes.
Whoa. Wild. And I quote Owen Wilson. Whoa. 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 Or did, no, he goes, oh. Oh. That's Owen Wilson. Never mind. Anyways, we got an epic show. This opening segment is brought to you by South Florida Bills backers home, Brendan Sports Pub, Pompano Beach, Florida. Guys, you want good food, you want good people, good atmosphere. You got to roll out to, you're coming down to spring break, Pompano Beach. Check out Brendan's. Tell them Breaking Tables podcast sent you. They'll love you guys. Also, our boy.
Our show is also brought to you by Straight Out of Buffalo. They've got their location at 2140 Drew Street in Clearwater, and they have announced that they are opening a second store at 533 Camden Park in Claremont, Florida, just around the Orlando area. So get with Sean. That's going to be opening here in about a month. No, he's pretty excited about that. He's bringing everything you possibly bring down. I mean, Bocce's pizza, peanut donuts. It's like he's bringing it down. So
you want peanuts? Get up to them
for your best Pepper Buffalo Bills memorabilia.
You want peanuts? Get your Cracker Jacks. He's got it all. Our boy Sean doing his thing. Guys, this is going to be an absolutely epic show. With everything that's going on, we were like, you know, we got to have a show. We have something different where let's get like this mentality of actually somebody who stood on a field and caught a touchdown. Us two right here, I don't think we qualify, Tampa Neal. So
what?
We're like, what? I know. You're just an armchair GM and I am just a water boy at best. Okay. We have to introduce y'all, which you already know who he is. May introduce the man, the myth, the legend, Dr. Touchdown himself, Dr.
What up?
Whoa.
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
I thought Neil was a punter and you were a kicker, Brian. What the hell? You told me you were a punter.
Amazing, right? Punter.
A punter, right?
I'm as good as a punter as you with that bra you're wearing. It's like matches your eyes.
Hey, Bill's color, baby. I'm always wearing my blue and red.
Representing. Oh, yeah, man.
All day, every day.
Butch, you know we love you, bro. But what's that like thing around your stomach though? Is that like one of those massagers? Is that why you have like a 12 pack?
No, this is the pillow.
Oh, all right.
I was eating, you know, I have to eat 19 times a day, so that's how I keep the size. So.
Oh man, Butch, roll.
It'd be a different size.
I know if I didn't eat as much. If I eat as much, I would have been a running back or whatever, a safety shit. No.
Guys, everybody knows Butch Roll, man. He jams out for the welcome party down here.
That was badass.
His foundation, what he does for the community. He's a former legend of the year, known as Mr. Touchdown. And a good friend of ours, which he still hasn't accepted any golf invitations. So how good of a friend? I don't know. We'll determine if he accepts a golf invitation.
Boy, I can't golf. No, I have tendonitis in the shoulder, man. All I can do is ride around in the cart and play the short game. But I can go, but I play the short game. That's just the way. That's all I can do now.
All you have to do is accept. Let's go. Well, I will pull Bill's Mafia.
Listen, I'm there, man. I'm done with my studying. All that's been done for since July, so I'm a free man now. I work with the kids during the day, and I can golf now, like I said. But it has to be the short game, Brian. I'll let you guys do the long drive until the shoulder gets right. Then I'll play the short game and, have some fun out there. I'm good.
Dr. Roll, how about this? Hold on. Dr. Roll, how about this? I will allow you to play from the women's tee.
Listen.
Don't be hitting on women, bro. Don't be hitting on women. People get canceled.
Well, you can't put me on the woman's tee and tell me not to hit on a woman now. That's not
good. All I said is women's tee, bro. I didn't go that far. I didn't go that far with that. All right, let's move on. Next subject before we get sued and canceled. And shit. That's a show, folks. We were breaking tables walking. Oh, man. Sorry, Tampa. No, you were like in the middle of saying something. I just had to keep going with it.
No,
yeah. Oh, you were
you, but I did text Brandon Bean to make sure to hold off on any big news until about an hour before the show, and he did. So I appreciate that.
No big news.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of big news. A lot of big news.
Yeah. So the Bills decided that they were going to go out and say they're not going to sign anybody big at all, but they did sign Curtis Samuel to a really awesome contract for the Bills. 3 years, $24 million compared to what other people have received this week, which I think some of them have been laughable.
We're getting right into it. We're getting nuts and bolts. It's like we're going to sign Curtis Samuel, then we're going to talk about Dr. Butch, who actually played in the game and the experiences during free season. Like we are having right now, Evan Neal's that is like, wow, we do. Brandon Bean's out there playing Yahtzee, and folks are over there still playing, Connect Four. I don't know.
They're just spending money like crazy this week, and I'll tell you, I think the funny money gets spent out on the first day of free agency. Everybody that's signing somebody on the first day of free agency, they're overpaying. That's just it.
So what do you think about that Baltimore move, man?
Which one?
Derrick Henry.
Jeez. That's fine. I mean, Derrick Henry isn't what he was a couple of years ago.
No, he's not. He's not.
He's been beat up. Never. So, yeah. I mean, that's fine. I've never been really that worried about Baltimore, so.
Yeah, me either.
Bring him on.
Yeah, I agree with you. I was thinking the same thing. I said, he went through the mills, and trust me, Baltimore, I don't want to go there, man. I'm like, shit, we get past the Chiefs. We're in Baltimore.
Stupid kids.
That's our game, dude. I was in, I was up at the Super Bowl. I had made plans to go there regardless if whatever happened, and I just had to keep those plans because my buddy from college, begged me to go. So I was there, not really happy, but I was there in the midst of it. I was just thinking all the time, this should have been us there. We should have been here. This place should have been full of Bills Mafias, man. I was so pissed sitting there with those shades. I'm like, God damn it, dude. I just can't believe this shit. But, you know, it's over. It's a new season. Everything is 0-0 now, guys.
Butch, yep. Can I ask a question? Like, when you were in the league, right? You're in the league, and it comes into, you know, your season's done, regardless what you've done. And there's that, like, that quietness, that, like, the quiet before the storm. This is what outside looking in is saying. You're inside looking out. So I want to clarify, people know outside looking in going, oh, is that quietness? Something's coming. People are getting cut. We're having a new face. Can you describe what that feeling is?
Well, you know, you look at it as a player, you always look at back what you've done during the season, say, listen, did I play hard? Did they like me? You know, we won too. So back then it was different, man. They kept the race.
But we're winning now. What do you mean it's different?
No, I'm trying to talk about with free agency. You know, guys didn't move around as much. You were there. You didn't have this type of money. So guys, you kind of knew you were going to be there. So the only thing you can do is say, you know what? We were this close. We're hungry. So I know me as a player, I went home. I said, I'm starting to work and I'm not going to rest. I'm going to start training right away. I'm not going to sit around because, you know, the preseason, then you have the playoffs. So pretty much the offseason has started a long time ago for a lot of teams. So when we're done with that last game, as far as that Super Bowl game we didn't win, I'm starting back up a week later, starting back training, getting ready for next year, just saying, you know what, I'm going to get better. So that's what it is. And, you know, it's going to be some big name guys maybe going, but like not as much it is now because, like I said, back then you can keep guys around a lot easier than you can now. And it's just, man, everybody, you know, it was just a hunger that you felt that's like, shit, man, I don't know. We don't want to get this close again and not making it. It's just something that you wanted to get back to the game. But now, nowadays, there's so much money out there. We all know, even the fans know, guys. You know, guys know who was going. You know Poirier wasn't going to stick around. You know, guys, but I was
shocked. Lives in Miami, so.
I was shocked about the center, Mitch. You know, they got Mitch Morris. That shocked me for big time. I'm like, God damn, that's your guy who handed the ball off to Josh Allen. Why would you get rid of him? But apparently they know something better. They know something different. So I'm sure they got linemen who can come in and do the job, and that's all that matters at the end of the day because guys are going to come and they're going to go, and it's a business, man. I just want them to plug those pieces in and get to that next step, that next level, man. We need to get to the fucking Super Bowl. Excuse the language.
You heard it here first. All I heard from that was Butch Roll never once hidden in his closet going, please don't cut me. Please.
Never. Please. I never thought like that.
Please don't cut me.
I never thought like that.
Of what you said, I 100% agree with. When it came down to all those players who ended up getting cut, I think Mitch was the only one that I was just like,
I was shocked too. Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I wasn't shocked with Poirier. I wasn't shocked with Tredavious.
Yeah.
I kind of expected those ones.
Yeah. The Tredavious he's injured 2 years in a row. So, you know, it was a chance him being around wasn't going to be, it was something done. So I knew that was going to happen. And then what's the Hines, the running back? I know he was going to be a goner because he screwed himself. Your jet skin before the season, like a couple days before preseason, a game. I mean, for training camp. Come on, man. It was just a matter.
Who doesn't have fun before football when you get paid lots of money to do it? Yeah, that is pretty stupid. That's something Epic B would do. It's like, you're going to play tomorrow? Let's get fucked up tonight.
Oh, no, man.
Hold my beer, watch this.
Hold my beer, watch this.
That was a bad move on his part, but, you know, listen, man, our team, the core is still there. Josh Allen's there. You know, you get those receivers in. Didn't they sign a receiver? They signed a receiver, right, Brian?
Curtis Samuel.
Okay, yeah, that's who it was, yeah.
Yeah. Just a little bit an hour ago.
Let's pray that he stays healthy and he can be a contributor. That's all you need. That's all we need, man. Stay healthy.
He's gonna be a contributor. He played with the whole Bean, with the Joe Brady era in the Carolina. And he got paid and he's worth every penny. His catch percentage is off the chart. He doesn't get up, but his yards after catch, amazing. You know, it's just he's a good player, and he knows the system. He already knows the system.
And that's all we need. That's all we need, bro. Like I say, he stays healthy. We're good, man. We at the time, Gabe Davis is gone, right? Yeah, he's out of there. He got paid, so
he went to Jacksonville.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He did go to Jacksonville.
Oh, the J word, drink Tampanillo. We still haven't. We had not lifted that ban yet. We can lift the ban next episode because we'll be talking about them a lot. The J word. The J word. We don't talk about Duval. So, Butch, as a player, right? Let's say that you're Gold Sabres. All right. What's up, Mike? What's up, guys? Hey, everybody, thanks for tuning in. Hit that like button. Makes us feel good.
Yeah, guys. You know, tune in. Show some love.
For every like, Butch Roll will do a push up just for everybody here. For every like, come on. So right now, Butch Roll, and we'll stop our 30 minute mark because it's going to lead up to this big event coming up in April. So, folks, go ahead. All right, let's slow down on the likes. I don't think he can go past. I don't think he can go past 10. All right, he's in a stiff.
No, I told you I have a. I just had a 6-foot-inch needle in my shoulder on Monday, a cortisone shot. That shit's still hurting. And like the doctor said, 48 hours, you know, just rest. But I rest for 24 because it's hard for me to sit my ass still. But that shit is not fun, guys. See this?
All right, well, now we're up to 8 likes. So that's 8 push-ups.
Well, so, Lisa's calling for your shirt to be off. Calm down.
Ooh, Lisa. Damn, Lisa. This is not that kind of podcast, Lisa. Not that kind of podcast. Ooh, all right.
Yeah. Did you say Stevie Johnson did that, man? No, is that true?
Yeah. All right. Stevie's our boy, bro. He's awesome.
He's a cool guy, man. I hear a lot about him. He's a good guy. He's doing a lot of good things too.
Butch, all right.
Yeah.
Last question about football related life, which I'm lying because I'm gonna be asking you. It's if you're ever continue to be my friend, which I'm sure you will be because you're an awesome man and I'm fucking epic B. So it's like, you know, it's like salad and vinaigrette. So
I like it. Yeah.
I forget where I was going because I thought healthy. I'm like in my mind. But as a player, somebody comes in and let's say you're a starting tight end, you're a stud, which you know you did a lot for the Bills. That's why you're legend of the year, former legend of the year, and you're also known as Mr. Touchdown.
Let's
say that you're hypothetically here, you're starting tight end, you're this age, you know, Kelsey, this age Kincaid, and you don't have a number two, then you go and sign somebody that is comparable to your contract, if not more. What are your thoughts into that? Like, what do you do? Like, what would you do? Like, just go back when you were playing.
It's a competition thing, man. That's what I look at. I look at it like that. Like, we had three tight ends, you know, they had Keith McKellar, who they brought in after me, and Pete Mislarz was there. And Keith came in. That was Marv Levy's guy. Marv drafted him because I got drafted by Hank Buller. So Keith was Marv's guy. So he played basketball. Never really was a football player at Jacksonville State, wherever the college, some small school he went to. But, you know, that was Marv's guy. And Marv liked his athletic ability. And, you know, we kind of had similar frames, but I was a lot stronger than his ass. Of course, he was weak as shit. You know, I was the strongest tight end there. I'm not going to bullshit. I'm not going to tell you like it is. Those are my guys, but I was lifting with the linemen, and they were staying with the tight end group. So that goes to house with Kent Hall, Will Wolfe, and all the linemen. That's who I was lifting weights with. So those guys were – it's competition, man. You know, you bring a guy in, that's what it is. That's what makes a team better. And, you know, you each other, and that's what made me better. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do my job, stay healthy. I'm out lift him. I'm out block him. I'm out catch. I'm out do everything just to be. That's competition. That's what makes a team who it is, and you know, gives you the opportunity to win those games. So I don't look at it in another way, but other than being competition to help your team, especially with the way guys go down, you need somebody who can come in and step in. So that doesn't bother me. You know, it doesn't. You know, if a guy does that, that's just helping the team. Like Kincaid. Dawson Knox, they compliment each other, man. You know, Dawson, I'm sure Dawson ain't getting scared, saying, oh, shit. He ended up getting hurt. As you see, Kincaid stepped up, man, and that's a plus. So that's what you want.
Tampanillo, I'm telling you, man, he memorized his script from back when he was playing, bro. They even had script. They even had scripts in the 90s. You did. That sounds like something. I was like a, you know, like one of those people, like we after game questions, bullshit. No. You can't even hear the question, and then you're here and you're hearing responses from everyone else. Your PR is going, no, you got to say this.
No, they never told us what to say, bro. I did, you know, no, it ain't like that. Trust
Everybody's
me.
Everybody's right.
I'm telling you, everything he said is, man, like it's facts, bro. And I'm telling you, you want competition.
You're 100% correct, though.
You mean to tell me? Okay,
I'm just fucking with you. I love you, bro.
And you know, Brian, if you ask you a question, you have Dawson Knox. I like Dawson, man, as a tight end. You know, I've always liked Dawson, but when Kincaid came in, we were all excited because, you know, he was good, man. He's like a Kelsey. He stepped up, man, and you saw that after Dawson got hurt. You don't want to have that doubt in your head like, oh, goddamn, do we have a tight end that's going to step in and shit? He stepped in and didn't miss a beat. As a matter of fact, he played better, and that's what you want at those positions, man.
I agree.
So, you know, that's how it is with me. You know, say, hey, look at Thurman.
Dawson Knox was like, oh, shit, he's playing better. I better do whatever with my contract they want me to do this offseason. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And he did.
Look at Thurman when we had our Thurman and Kenny Davis. Dude, when Thurman went on a breather, we didn't miss a beat. Kenny was just as fast, and he can run the play. And, you know, our running game stayed on. He can run the same offense with those guys in it. So that's just competition, man, is what it is. That's all it is. I'm telling you, that's what makes it better. Unfortunately, we don't have that quarterback. God forbid. I don't even talk about that. Because did they sign Mitch Trubisky again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your deal.
Yeah. And honestly, I think he might start.
He might start?
No.
What's in that cup, Brian?
No, I've been sober for 3.5 seconds. So,
Yeah,
I'm just fucking with you. Hey, ruffling the feathers. This is the podcast. We talk about whatever we want, and especially breaking tables. Right, back me up here. We are caught. Anything that comes out of our mouth, we put it in a bubble and we shake it like a hornet's nest, and we release it to the fucking world. Right, Neil?
I know you didn't believe that. Help me, Neil. I know you didn't believe that either. I know you're just bullshit.
We're breaking news here.
Any quarterback over Matt Barkley. I'll tell you that.
What I'm getting at is Curtis Samuel coming on, and then you know Stephon Diggs is, you know, what is Stephon Diggs going to be making this year? It's going to be like what, 2018, something like that?
21 million, I think.
Neil? 21 million? All right. Yeah. So, you got a guy coming in. He's gonna be making what, 15 this year?
Curtis Samuel.
Yeah. What was it? 3 years, 30 million. But it's guaranteed
three
first
years,
year.
24 million.
24 million. 3 years.
Right? He's making $8 million a year.
Yeah, it's only $8 million. Yes.
Yeah. That's contract. What am I?
That's a great contract for the Bills.
That's still pretty good. I thought he was getting a lot of guaranteed money.
$15 million guaranteed. But I mean, that's fine.
You remember that bubble that we create? Yeah. What I just did right now.
I see that.
fantastic. Guys, we love you guys. Keep hitting that like button. We're up to 9 push-ups for Butch Roll. He's still in his Scuba Steve outfit. So we'll make sure. Come on. What, for every like, or if you're on Twitter, for every share or retweet, let's go on Twitter right now, Tampanillo. How many retweets we have right now? For every retweet. You're up to minus one. So we had 9 right now, minus one on Twitter. We're at 8 push-ups.
Brian's gonna match it, just so you know.
I know.
Well, I'm not gonna match. All right.
I was about to say that, Neil. Brian's matching everyone. I'll make sure.
I can probably do 9 one-arm push-ups, bro. Come on.
Prove it.
Bat. Ask the last former player
Just our audience there. How many one-arm push-ups do you think Epic B can do?
Over and under. Let's ask the audience.
Over and under 3.
I say 2.
You're going to the under? I'm probably going to the under also.
2.5 over and under. I can't do this right now.
No, don't do it now, please. We need you.
Wait till the end of the show.
Yeah, wait till the end of the show, man. We don't want you. We don't want you to snap an elbow, all right, bro? Come on, we need you.
Damn, that might be good ratings. Well,
Lisa goes, Brian, keep your shirt on. That is so fucked up, Lisa. Oh my god, hilarious.
Oh god.
All right, I guess we're gonna end the show with how many one arm push-ups I can do. But if I do it, Butch has got to do it too, though. No,
I told you, you can't just make fun of me.
I'm probably good.
I'll give a rain check. All right, get a rain check. I can't do any hard labor right now. You know, cortisone in my shoulder.
I have Flonase in my nostrils.
That's why it's one arm push-ups.
No,
you can use it on your other arm. One arm push-ups.
No, that has.
You don't need cortisone on your right arm.
No,
come on, left arm has one push-up, bro.
No, the left has a slight. Is a slight torn and rotator cuff in there, dude.
$100 donation.
Football. Hey, listen, I played football when there was push-ups. No goddamn rules, man. They didn't care. Anything goes. It's not like now, shit. You know, they're all pampered up right now. You can't hit nobody. You can't touch the quarterback. You touch Pat Mahomes, he's fucking holding his hands up looking for the ref. So. I'm sorry, guys. We played with her, and there was no damn rules. You can knock somebody's helmet off and kick him in the face, and you're good.
Well, I'll tell you, that was really nice there. Mike Runk is going to put up $100 for Epic B to do 10 one-arm push-ups. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Brian. You see it right here. Here
come on, go. Brian.
By Epic B.
Thank you, Mike. That's nice of
you. You were supposed to go to the next segment, Tampanil. Thank you for being my guy. Tampanil's like, good big. He planned this.
That's a solid setup for what we got going on here in the half hour segment.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of half hour segment, guys, this episode is brought to you by one of our coolest friends, Rick. Former owner of Buffalo Charlie's, sold it off. And
oh, yeah, he sold his place. I heard about
it. Yeah, now he's going to be doing 716 Express. We got some more details to come. Guys, you know, everybody loves Bills Mafia, and we're everywhere in Florida. We're everywhere in Florida. So, you know, between Straight Out of Buffalo, our boy Rick from 716 Express, formerly known as Buffalo Charlie's. That's Buffalo is we're turning Florida into Buffalo. That's what we're doing right now. Like literally, no matter where you go, we're gonna make this Buffalo.
Well, I'll tell you, I was at Buffalo Charlie's yesterday. It was Rick's second to last day. So I was hanging out with him for a little bit. So he's got it all set. The place is good, it's in good hands. Ashley, everybody who's been there before, Ashley is gonna be running the place, which is awesome. So the food won't change, but Rick has got some pretty cool plans ahead. He's ready to go do some tailgating, taking all of his stuff to tailgates and partying with all of us. So
look forward to it.
All about it. Yes. I'm ready for season. I know he is too.
Yes, we all are.
So getting in ready for the season, it is that time of the year. April is approaching. And you know what happens in April. If you're in South Florida or people who fly in because we're still going to be, you know, spring breaking it for more like 3 months. Or if you're Canadian and you live down here for 4 months, all right. We love you. Come hang out. Which role is having badass event bowling tournament?
Yes.
And is it Davie, Florida?
Yes, Davie. Davie,
Florida, right?
Spares. Yeah,
talk about Florida. This, man. Talk about this event, my guy.
Spares, guys. Everybody who's listening, who's not listening, Spares Bowling Alley over there in Davie, Florida, off University. Last year, we had a great time. Brian was there with that big old huge-ass speaker I like. I'm going to take one when he turns his back. I'm going to put it in my truck. And we had a great time, though. You know, I know he's going to be busy this year doing some things, so he won't be able to make it. But there's only 6 lanes left, guys. 6, Brian. You have enough followers to fill those lanes up. Even if they donate a lane to some students, that's the same thing as helping out because that's what we do. We help the kids that want to bowl, and you know that's what it's for. Our scholarships programs, tutoring programs, our meal plan, and guys, if you're not around, you can always donate a lane, man. That's just as benefiting. So I appreciate that. Hell, Breaking Table is going to donate a lane, right, Neil and Brian? I'm listening loudly, right?
Yeah, only if you take your shirt off, according to Lisa Cowell. So you gotta do one arm push-ups. You gotta honor the bat, one arm, whatever the one arm push-ups, and we'll go from there. Regardless, if you got
no push-ups.
You got cortisone in your arm, and I've got years of like
that's
I can't say right now.
Miller Lights his arm.
Miller Lights, you know, I'm over. I can bet me on keg stands, but I can't do the. I can do one arm push up. Let's go. Hey, or play me a golf, because this body will beat that body.
Yeah,
any day of the week.
All right, we can play golf, man. Play golf. That's the deal. I'd rather play golf. I don't want
to hit for the women's team.
No,
it's just trying to get you.
I'm not going to hit from the women's team. I'm gonna hit from the tee behind the men's tee. So how about that?
Lisa, join in the tourney this year. We can't go. We got prior commitments. But yes. You, Greg, come on down.
Where's Lisa located?
They live in Daytona, but they'll drive away.
Oh, they're in Daytona. That's
it's like, oh, you got a bowling event in Seattle, Washington? Road trip.
They came down last year, Butch.
Yeah, huh? They were there last year.
They came down last year.
Oh, great. Well,
Greg was our boy that made these out of 3D printer.
And we still keep them close to us. I remember those. Guys, well, you're more than welcome. Like I said, there's 6 lanes left. I need those lanes filled up. You have until March 20th to sign up. The lanes are flying off, man. I just need to fill them up so we can have a great time again. Like I said, every year we have a good time at bowling here in Florida. And every, you know, it's, like I said, help the kids here and in Buffalo. So it's not just Florida students. It's we get back to Buffalo as well. So that's a fun time, man. Let's go, guys. Brian, get those lanes in. Right?
Yeah, get those lanes in. I mean.
We have a question for you, Butch. How much are the lanes?
275 for 5 people.
275.
5 bowlers, yes. So that's 55. Double nickel, man. That's
come on, Mike Runk. Sponsor some.
That's a fun
pave time. The way for future generation. It could be your daughter.
That's right. That's right. Scholarships. We give scholarships to all Bills Mafias, man. That's how I do it, man. Our events are geared around, like Brian said, we have Bills Mafias all throughout Florida. They're all over the country. So our events are geared towards Bills Mafia, and that's where our money goes back to those kids. We gave some to Texas last year. And Buffalo, of course, Florida here, and you know, Virginia. These places are all part of the Bills clique, man. And so that's what we do, man. It's what it's important to help these kids, and they appreciate it. Trust me, they need it.
Hey Butch, how can we donate right now? Like it's so a team is $275, 5 people. That's $55 a person.
Well, that's so the thing.
We're doing a Butch Roll Foundation right now. Mike Rung wants to donate at least $55 for somebody. Doesn't matter if he comes out or not, but he wants to help.
You go to the web. If you listen, guys, you can Venmo, Cash App, or if you go to the foundation website, it's just hit the donate button. That's there. You know, it's PayPal. That's to connect to PayPal. So it's or you can Venmo. And like I said, Zelle, because the PayPal is full of fees and we're trying to avoid that much as we can because that takes away from the bottom line. So if Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, and those things can be part of it. Brian, if you want to give them my number, they can text me. I'll send them a link for Venmo, Cash App, or Zelle information, which is my phone number, and I'll be more than happy to share that with them. All right.
So you want everybody to call you right now. Everybody, this is
Butch Roll's number. Yeah, pass it out. Yeah.
Hold on. I want to see if this works right now. Everybody get your phone out. This is Butch Roll's number. I want everybody to call him right now. Whatever you got to say, even if they call me now,
Brian, we're going to get disconnected. I'm on the phone here with you.
Maybe that's what we planned from the beginning. Don't call Bud, man. Everybody, I don't know, man. It sounded so much better in my head. So thank you.
No, they can text me, bro. I don't have a problem with that.
Listen, I'll put a group message between you and Michael Vick.
Oh, Michael Vick. Get Michael Vick over to bowl with us, huh? I usually have some Dolphin ex-Dolphin players out there bowling with us, so you know. You remember last year, Brian, you gave him a hard time. This guy's, you guys.
Yeah, man.
Those Dolphin fans, a hard time who's bowling with us. So, yeah.
We broke a cup.
Yeah, exactly. I remember that.
I think somebody had it in slow motion, too.
Oh, God, that's right. Neil broke the cup.
With a bowling ball.
Poor Miami. You know they don't like us down here, so, hey, that's their problem.
Oh, man. Yeah, Spares, that was an interesting spot.
Yeah.
I hope you guys, I'm like, sorry, we can't make it.
No, I know guys, you guys have events prior to obligations. I know Brian, not you. I know you have your christening, right? And then Neil, your daughter's birthday, right?
It's my daughter's birthday, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
No, my nephew. We need to work at the second week of April, third week of April.
Yeah. No, that's cool. I understand, guys. No, I appreciate that, though. But everybody else out there listening, you guys sure can do your part.
Come on down.
Come on down. Be part of the festival. Yeah, Brent. So, Brian, you're the co-president, right, of Brendan's now, right?
Yeah, Brendan's. I am the co-president of Brendan's Sports Pub, South Florida Backers Chapter.
El Vice Presidente.
Well, you know what's happening on April 13th. Sean's studio, his art gallery, antique store. My band's playing there. They're shutting down to have a big festival going on. Did he tell you about that? April 13th, we're going to be playing live music in front of his studio.
Of course, my president would tell me about that.
We're going to be down. Brian, you'll be around, right?
It's the first time hearing of it, man. Come on,
you're going to be around, right?
No, I don't know. I don't make plans until I'm confirmed, and it's the night before, so stop it.
Okay, well, I'll call you the night before.
Well, when is it?
April 13th.
I'm going to call Sean after the show.
April 13th from 5 to 8.
All right. I'm going to be not.
He's going to have an open bar with a bartender and live music, and they shut down the entire.
I heard open bar. I'm on my way.
Hold on a minute. Open bar? I'm calling. Can I call Sean right now on air?
Well, he has a bar. Oh, you know what? I don't know if it's open.
The answers.
I don't know if it's open, but he has.
Oh, no. We'll make it open. I'm calling him right now. Let's just see. I promise you, it's not one of those. I'm calling Michael Vick and he doesn't answer stunts. It's Sean Hanrahan, Bill's backers. Let's see. Let me plug in my.
He don't ask his phone all the time. I don't know. He's always in the middle of sleeping or doing something.
He's sleeping. Sleeping.
Sean, wake your ass up.
No, I catch him at work a lot. So
can you hear that?
Yes.
Let's not tell him we're live right now. Let's just
Brian.
What's that, buddy? What are you up to?
What are you doing?
Yeah, not much, man. We're just, living life, making sure whales don't get beached in Tampa.
Really?
Venice was Venice, yeah, near Alan's house. Hey, man, what are you doing?
Your hair?
What are you doing right now? Why do you always sound like you're in a St. Pete's Cathedral?
I'm in a fishbowl. I just got home. It's so funny. I actually went to a bar up in West Palm Beach today.
Hey, we're live right now on the show. Everybody can hear you.
Oh, well, say hello to everyone, will you?
Yeah, no, just before you incriminate yourself any further, we got Butch Roll.
What's up, Sean? I don't know if you can hear me.
Hey, Butch.
Yes.
I'm really busy, man. I can't answer your phone call.
I know, you cocksucker.
But he answers mine. He's my
buddy. I know. You see that? Hey, Sean. All right, Sean. I remember that. Mike. I'm going to remember that, Sean.
Brian, you put me on the spot. I answered your call.
I know. That's why I said, Sean, my buddy.
Sean.
Sean, wait, Butch. Sean, well, we're going to ban him if he doesn't uphold his one-arm push-up challenge.
I think he's going to do 10 push-ups.
Yeah, we're banning him, bro. One-arm push-ups.
No.
I can do more one-arm push-ups than you can. Let's do it.
No, you can't. Oh, you want to throw it on $100 for the Butch Roll Foundation?
The Butch Roll Foundation? Yeah. Butch can give me $100 when I do more than he does.
Wow.
I don't do one-arm push-ups, I'm saying. I want two arms.
See what I'm saying?
Can you double what I do with
Sean? How about this? How about three?
You know what I'm saying? He can't even compete.
Hold on, wait, stop.
No, guy's a bodybuilder.
Stop.
I'm shaking wings and drinking beer, and he can't even compete.
Sean wants, you want to compete? Double what I do, Sean. That's the
I will do three. Guys, I will. Butch, stop. Hold on. I will do three arms. And the show got very dark. The reason why we called.
You lost the Disney sponsorship.
Sean, the reason why we called is we were talking about you, and you're having a gallery opening in somewhere.
Oh, well, that's pretty nice. Thanks, Butch, for announcing that. He's going to play. It's not a gallery opening. It's my business.
What and where? How about this? What and where? Come on. It's about telling folks.
Okay. It's for the Palm Beach Historical Society. And it's my business. I have an antique shop on the West Palm Beach. Mm-hmm. And it's Saturday, August 13th from 5 p.m.
April 13th.
I said August. Yes, April 13th.
Wait, who do I believe?
But she's like, oh shit.
No, because August 13th, I'm going to be with Jim Kelly. That's where I'm going to be at.
Well, aren't you
I'll
cool?
Be my quarterback
is it open invitation or is it
it's
like.
It's not open invitation. It's a private event and it's $100 a ticket. Showing up. Oh. It's $100 a ticket for, like, I think regular entrance and, like, $200 a ticket for VIP or something like that.
Hold on. My wife and I know the owner, so.
Oh, well, you guys can get hooked up, definitely.
Yeah! It's a stupid fucking art thing!
Super Bowl!
Automatic Super Bowl.
I can't give out passes to everybody, but yes, you and Patricia are definitely hooked up.
Sorry, Butch. Have fun doing those fucking two-arm push-ups when I'm
living. No, Butch is going to be playing music.
Never mind.
I'm going to be there, you cocksucker.
All right, then we're doing one-arm push-up competition, and we'll record it. We'll go streaming live, bro. Let's go. I remember everything.
We can get Tampa Neil down here, too.
Yeah, Neil.
Neil's like, nah, I'm good.
That's a long drive.
Played guitar before, Butch.
I know, right?
All right. Thank you, bro. We just, you know, sorry to put you on the spot like that.
No, it's all good. I'm glad that you did that. I have another question, though. What did I miss at the beginning of the show here? I just got home.
No, you should watch it. Tampa Neil, when do we stream right now?
8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
And who's the realtor that is a sponsor of yours?
Oh no, she fired us.
Oh well, no. You still have Brennan.
Yeah, no, we don't.
Butch Roll Realtor. God, I'm the realtor. God damn it.
Butch Roll Realtor.
Yeah, well, Butch, you should be paying $50 an hour to like be a sponsor here.
You know, I'm a realtor too, guys. Since 2005, so God damn it. Yeah, I know you got Jen, whatever her name was, but I can get you a house too, people. So don't forget it. And you'll be dealing with a Buffalo Bill ex-player. So
whoa! You gotta pay for this.
I gotta pay for this. Yeah, well, hold on, Butch, you know, yeah, you should use that money to, you know, save kids and shit, not to degenerate who like having a good time on air.
Okay, all right, guys, all right.
I'm giving him a hard time.
All right. Thanks, Sean, for answering. Thanks, guys, for he'll never answer my fucking phone call again.
Never answer your calls again.
Well, will you do me a favor and tell Butch? Butch was so mad at me I didn't answer his phone call for a couple days.
Yeah, this guy, and, man.
Yeah. It's like trying to get in touch with the president. And I go, ask Brian. I don't usually answer his calls either. Because you guys call me in the middle of the day when I'm working.
Oh, no.
Right.
Love you. Tampa Neil, love you, buddy.
If I'm not driving, I never answer the phone.
All
Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Super Bowl. Wait. Just to let everyone know that's listening, the Bills are going to win the Super Bowl this year. Just want to let everyone know.
We got Misty back, bro. Guaranteed. Yeah.
Pull his rifle.
Sorry, dude. You're ruining the show. Goodbye.
Bye.
fucking Sean. We love him, bro. I guess we're going to some sort of artsy thing. I don't even know what the hell. I've never been to one. I might have to wear shoes.
No, man.
Break out your Bills tie. I know you have a Bills tie.
I had like three of them. I don't know what they are. Long story short. Yeah. Guys, let's go around the room here. Final thoughts for what it's been going on crazy. Like, Tampa Neal, do we even have a solid cap number right now?
No, it's messed with like crazy. I'll tell you in a week.
I think we're like over 30 though, with the two new Knox and
last Josh I saw Allen. we're 4 million above the cap. Last I saw, so
that's not including Trey White or the
that does not include Trey
28,000 that we saved with Josh Allen and Knox.
Yeah, that is a legit without Trey White. So a lot of things are going to change come June. We'll see. It's kind of the cap's funny money. Come on, let's face reality. These GMs know how to manipulate the hell out of it. Some of them extend contracts past times the players even playing.
Yeah,
like there's crazy stuff that's happening, and I look at other teams too, and it's happening with other teams. Like you look at. I mean, Miami. I look at Miami's all the time because they're one of our most competitive teams right now. And they've got players that have got their contract extended 2-3 years out and big dollars. And I'm like, that sucks because we only have a couple of them that are extended out and they're not big money. Micah Hyde's the highest one, $4 million. So the cap is funny money. You can manipulate the shit out of it and they can keep doing it and whatever. I don't even know why they have a cap anymore.
I'm worried about what I'm gonna wear for Sean's fucking opening gallery thing. Like, I want to wear a t-shirt that has like a little fucking like whatever. Sorry, dude.
Everybody's like djmax.com.
Why do we have a gallery, Sam? I'm sorry. I was selfish for thinking about what that's gonna be. It's gonna be fucking. I should go live streaming live.
Oh, I think you should
live from Sean's gallery, and then I'll have like this fucking.
And then take your drink, take your Miller Lite with your pinky out.
No, I honestly should like. I don't. What should I dress up as? This is the new challenge.
I want you to rock a bow tie, a red, white, and blue bow tie.
Yeah,
there you go.
Hey, he said he has about 500-600 people goes through on and out his store during that time. So
you have a month to get it. You can order that thing and it'll be here.
Let's make a custom Breaking Table suit. It's like a
white dude. Sean's never invited to another thing again.
All right. I'm still going in. Like, I still know him. Look, this is a photo of me and him. He's wearing my wife's jacket.
There was a question that came through the lineup a little bit ago that I'm also kind of curious about. So, seeing what happened with Poyer. Poirier's been with the team a long time, and you see him go to the enemy that you see every year, and you're like, "That son of a." Are you like, "Fuck that guy"? Or you're like, "Hey, wait, he got his money."
Is he going to? I mean, because I don't see.
He went to Miami. He went to Miami. Poyer.
Dude, I didn't know that. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh shit! Wow. Well, guess what?
You said it's a business. You literally said it's a business.
It is. It is. That's fine.
So there's no hard feelings. No hard feelings. No.
Thurman did it. Remember Thurman went to Miami?
Yeah, but he was on his last leg. Just like
he was literally like he was awful.
Shit, poor. I don't know. Yeah, but you know what?
Like, Thurman almost needed like a wheelchair to get around.
Poyer might be also on his last leg. So
that's what I'm saying, man. Hell, then Barkley. Saquon just did it right in Philadelphia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Tiki
Barber. He's young,
I know, Tiki Barber didn't like that. He was, they wanted to fight. I guess, I think if they see each other, they're going to fight. Trust me. I'd love to see that shit.
You like seeing players fight?
No, but I'd love to see that. Because Tiki
players
Barber.
Players fight. Folks, you're
Tiki Barber was talking shit, man. That's not cool to do that to a player because he made a decision to go somewhere. That's not
Wait, good. Tiki Barber hasn't played in fucking 20 years.
Exactly, but he had made a negative comment saying the hell is they made some negative comment and that's not cool. It's about
what
it, was like you said.
What did he say? Hold on. Phil said, what the fuck
what
did he say?
What was it? It was we don't need him. Some I don't know something, damn it. I don't have it in front of me, but it was
How do you hate a man? You even know what he say?
It wasn't great. He didn't wish him the best, I'll tell you that.
Fuck him anyways. If Butch Roll says fuck him, everybody, count of three. One, two,
That's
three.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't fuck something him. Great. It wasn't encouraging. He didn't wish him well. I know it was something.
He said he's dead to us.
That's what it was. Yeah. Listen. That was something like that. Right? Yeah, thank you, Neil. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, fucking dude. That's pretty fucked up, right, Neil?
You like, goddamn dang. Right it is. And it's I guarantee you he won't fuck with Saquon Barker. Saquon will put him on his ass so fast, dude. I'm telling you right now. I know that for a fact. So, yeah.
I mean, Jordan Poyle put me on my ass, too. But I'm also like, fuck, dude, you just go to Miami? You couldn't go to Jacksonville or Tampa? That we don't play every year? We don't care about?
Hey, he want to see you guys twice
That's
a
awkward.
Year,
That's awkward. They have a house down here.
He's
you know,
get burnt by yeah, it sucks. Every year now.
He literally could have gone anywhere else, but they live down here. There's no state taxes.
Yeah, dude, it's Miami, and then, you know that coach probably loved and welcomed him with open arms to that weirdo. So you know, hey, that's what it is.
He is a weirdo. You're right.
Listen, there is so much to do down here. He is loving life, knowing that all he's got to do is drive 15 minutes, and that is your home.
Yep.
Okay? Good for him. Good for Jordan. Sucks that it's Miami, though. I know Neil was like, he posted it. Like, I know. Fuck, really? Come on, Miami? But it made sense. Well, dude, I'm okay with it. Whatever. Let him. He lost his step. I think he lost his step. And the Bills know that. The Bills know what we need. He lost his step.
I mean, we saw it. We saw it last year. He did lose a step. And it's going to be fun when Diggs is burning him next year and be like,
yeah. And Samuels, one of those guys.
And yeah. Samuels faster, yeah, exactly.
Mike Wrong, come on, Mike. This is we don't want to get sexist here, but yeah, Rachel Bush couldn't handle the snow bikini pics.
I mean, who could?
we're definitely not going to say that on air, Mike. Definitely not. You weren't supposed to laugh at that. Retract this.
Toast.
He wasn't. Come on, guys. Poyer is a great like that. We're missing a lot of locker room right there. Hyde, Poyer, good for him. He lives down here.
And Mitch Morris. I think those are huge locker room guys we lost. But
yeah,
guys got to step up.
Yeah, you're right. That's the NFL, baby. Not for long.
So that's why we're paying Rap. That's why we're paying Rap. Rap's gonna get paid. And we saw Rap's a player, bro. Rap is a player.
Yeah, he is a player. He is.
Imagine what they do round one to compliment him. Come on. We signed Curtis Samuel for $30 million for 3 years or 24 for 3 years,
24,
whatever. 24. I know. I don't know why I keep saying 30. But, you know, that's a big splash player, a wide receiver, which we're all thinking round one, we're going to go wide receiver. But now you're like, our defense is still torn to shit. And
our defense is torn shit.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
We need some backup players. That's about it right now.
Butch, is like our defense torn shit?
I think our defense played pretty good.
Yeah, our defensive line is fine.
I like
the
defensive line
fine.
Was a beast. Yeah. They were a beast.
They were able to keep Daquan Jones. Our line and our linebacker.
Milano will be back. Milano will be
back,
right? Milano's back.
Milano will be back.
Yeah.
Bernard.
Bernard's been awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not worried about our defense at this point. I think they're going to draft a little bit. Yeah, we cut that Vanessa.
Yeah. They're
gonna... Rap is going to keep that. Safe or that DB room good. the big pickup, I think that we had, what the hell was his name? Nicholas Morrow. I was kind of surprised.
That's who I've seen. Yeah, Nicholas.
Yeah, I was surprised that pickup because, I mean, he's a starting linebacker. We didn't really need a starting linebacker, but I'll tell you one thing. When it came down to the playoffs, we picked up AJ Klein from driving to Key West.
Yeah.
So I like, this pick a lot. Yeah. He's like, oh, shit.
Fuck. Oh, like, what do I do?
I heard he had a couple Sloppy Joe's pyro punches. I'm like, I don't know if you want me there yet.
I'm on beer 3.5. Wink, wink. But yeah, 100%, Neil. It's good, good pick. Good pick. Let's get, you know, veteran presence who is still active constantly. Well,
called defenses. So. Yeah, I'm fine with our defense. We'll pick some players up as well. We'll pick some more players up whenever it comes to free agency later in the day, later in the free agency part, because again, everybody that has happened or that's been signed this last week, they've been overpaid. If you look at any contract of any player that was signed on the first day of free agency, I'm just like, the fuck they pay that much money for him? I mean, Calvin Ridley. How the hell does Calvin Ridley get top 10 wide receiver money? He was a top 30 wide receiver.
I love that. I love these memes because the memes, obviously, they have some sort of truth to it, but they cut somebody who they didn't want to pay $100 million to and sign somebody that they would pay $92 million to. Who do they cut, Neil? Did you see that one? Was that the only one?
I don't know, but I do know what you're talking about. I did hear about that. But still, I'm like, man, that's just way too much money for a player that just hasn't. I mean, he's not a top 10 receiver. Just not.
Who's your quarterback, Neil?
Exactly. What's a Will Levis their quarterback? I'm like, good luck with that. You have all the receivers you want, but you have nobody to throw the football.
Jeez.
No. Tough crowd. Butch Roll, guys, dear friend of ours, going to have April come down. Take just, you know, even if you book the flight, call them and beg them and say that your grandma is going to pass away 2 weeks later. And try to get your ticket changed. Come down for the Butch Roll Foundation, you know, for the kids, do it for the kids, play bowling for the kids. $55 for five players. Get a five-player team, $55 a person. Butch, final thoughts into everything. Our friendship, the Bills, your foundation, more our friendship and the Bills. And then
listen, guys, you know, when I first met you, Brian, I think it was, where were we at? I'm trying to remember, was it Brendan's?
Or you don't even remember. No, I'm getting
that. You know, listen, we established that relationship, man. It was a great time. You know, like I said, it's always good meeting Bills fans. You guys are awesome, guys. You know, you're my boys, man. We have fun. We meet up at Brendan's now more often. And I remember we were at a place down there in Fort Lauderdale. Jonathan's place, the little small place. We were there hanging out. You know, it's always a fun time with you guys. You know that, man. It's just,
hell yeah.
You know, Bills fans are awesome fans all over the world. And I'd have a chance to experience that. That's why I love doing what I'm doing, because going to a different bar, man, and just seeing these guys react, everybody's rooting, everybody's cheering. It's just a fun time, and we're all excited. You know, sometimes I get a little pissed off when I hear bars in local areas, you know, we're the better bar. You know, they go against each other, they have, you know, beef with each other. But guys, at the end of the day, we're all Bills fans. And when they win, we all happy. When they lose, we're all sad. So, you know, to me, there's no better this and better that. When it comes to Bills, it's one team, man. We win that shit, man. That's why I love my Bills fans. Anywhere, any city, any state. You guys are all awesome to me. So you guys support what we do. And that's the main thing. I love that. And I appreciate it to, you know, with the fullest. I appreciate that. Brian, you guys are awesome, man. At Breaking Tables, we everywhere we go. Me and Neil was at together last time. We were in St. Petersburg, Neil. You know, that disappointing game when I don't even want to talk about it. But we were there hanging out and we did the Breaking Tables. And, you know, people get involved. And that shit is cool. They like being on the air. Get the game started, get the hype going. And, you know, sometimes we can play music. That's even better. So we just have a fun time, man. So Let's roll, man. This season, Super Bowl, like John said, I'm already making my plans to go to New Orleans. So you guys better put your New Orleans.
Hell yeah.
Shit, I'm going to New Orleans.
Guys, all I heard was Butch Roll saying that he loves us so much, he is going to name his next kids Brian or Neil.
Definitely Brian. Too late for that, buddy. My kids are already Megan and Donald Jr.
It's all right. Yeah, listen, the new 65 is fucking 32. Relax.
I'm 50.
How was Ralph Wilson, man, by the way?
Your ass for calling him 65.
I know. this is not live. Not live.
I love it though. That's good.
Yeah, I love you, brother. Butch, you're the man, man. We appreciate helping out when we can. You good for the community.
No, I appreciate you guys.
Thank you, my man.
Guys are awesome, dog.
We'll see you on again, my friend.
Oh yeah, absolutely, man.
Ready for the one-arm push up when I see you, though.
I want the season to start next week, man. I'm ready for some damn football. I'm sorry, I'm sick.
I want some one-arm push
up. The XFL starting next week.
Does it?
I think so. Yes,
dude. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't get into nothing else but NFL. I don't know. I'm just weird like that because I just cannot watch any other football.
You're not weird. That's normal.
I'm sorry, I can't. It don't interest me. It's not the same. It's just, I don't know.
It's just not my team. It's not the team I've watched forever.
Absolutely.
I can't not, like my I don't have the passion to watch. I'm just like
dude, I have no idea who those guys are. I don't like it. I'm sorry. I'll tough it out till July. Gets you when the draft, once the draft go, then it starts moving. That's the thing. That draft and everything starts moving fast. So that's the fun part about it.
I'll be giving live updates from the draft.
Oh, that's right.
Wait for the draft.
Oh.
Wait for the draft this year. Oh. Kevin Hill's got to do like a show like from his house, and I got to just randomly report in. Like, Epic, be here from Ground Zero.
Oh, shit.
I promise I'll make it.
Be in the Motor City, man. Oh, guys, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun, though.
Draft show is always fun. Usually, he at that show.
Yeah.
Brian, don't be surprised if I show up, man. I'm just saying. I don't know. I don't know. It all depends.
No.
I can't promise you.
All right, man. Well, I'll see you when I see you, my guy. Thank you for hopping on. Tam and Neil, it's about that time. We did too much. Folks, thanks for tuning in. We love you. Tam and Neil, bring us home.
All right, thanks everybody for watching. Make sure you check out the show again next Thursday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The live version is on Facebook, YouTube, as well as Twitter. And we are getting really a lot of people watching on Twitter today.
Yeah, woo-hoo. Let's go to
Twitter. Wrap out of us, tell your friends. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
If you missed the live version, make sure you pull us up wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, whether it is Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, YouTube again. Apple Pod, Google Pod, Samsung Pod. Pull us up, like us, share us,
tell your kids,
uncles,
wherever you listen to your attorneys.
Whoa.
Unless you're a boy, Rick from 716 Express. Guys, we love all y'all. Butch, my guy, thank you for hanging out. Yeah, good to see you. We might start to doing some twice a week just because I'm having all these withdrawals, just talking bills, and there's just so much news to talk about that we can't do it for a 1 hour segment, but we love every one of y'all and we can't wait to see you guys next Thursday.
Get your lanes, everybody.
Get your lanes. Six left, guys. Let's go. Get those lanes filled up. Let's go.
There's a lot of lanes.
I don't want to dominate.
You can get awards of being bad. I was pissed off that I didn't get it. But
I don't want the Dolphins dominating.
See you guys next Thursday. Bye. Bye.